This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Dozens have been killed and nearly 200 injured in Pakistan after a powerful bomb ripped through a political rally near the Afghanistan border.
Supporters of a hardline cleric and political leader were gathered for a workers' convention in the country's northwestern Bajur district when the explosion took place. The critically injured have been airlifted to the city's main hospital. Among those killed is the local chief of the Islamist Jamiat Ulama-e-Islam party, while other current and former lawmakers escaped unhurt. No one has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but the Islamic State group operates just across the border in Afghanistan. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
An American woman and her daughter helping people in Haiti are reported to have been killed. Ukraine brought the war far from the front line into the heart of Russia again on Sunday. And drone penetrations that Russian authorities said damaged two office buildings a few miles away from the Kremlin.
Beyond the threat of force and the one-week deadline, leaders at the summit in Abuja, Nigeria, announced some immediate actions. Borders with Niger would be closed, commercial flights banned, financial transactions halted, national assets frozen, and aid ended. The coup began unfolding on Wednesday when soldiers confined President Mohamed Bazoum to his palace. 2 days later, Niger's military declared General Abdourahmane Tiani the new head of state.
That is Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting on the situation in Niger. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Again, Ukraine brought the war far from the front line into the heart of Russia again Sunday, and drone penetrations that the Russian authorities had damaged two office buildings a few miles from the Kremlin and a pig breeding complex on the country's border. The attacks, which Ukraine did not acknowledge in keeping with its security policy, reflected a pattern of more frequent and deeper cross-border strikes that the Kyiv government has launched since starting a counteroffensive against Russian forces in June. Palestinian factions have met in Egypt to discuss reconciliation efforts amid surging violence between Israel and Palestinian militants in the occupied West Bank, with the main groups Hamas and Fatah split since 2007, with repeated reconciliation attempts having failed. Expectations were low for the one-day meeting. Participants at the closed-door meeting gave no indication of what was discussed. The Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, said that at its conclusion only that the meeting was a first and significant step. The meeting came amid soaring violence in the West Bank, which is dominated by Abbas and the Fatah groups. An American woman and her daughter helping people in Haiti have been reported missing from the ministry where they work. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with more.
The news comes from their charitable organization, El Roi Haiti, which reports that Alix Dorsainville, a nurse, and her daughter were snatched from the ministry's campus in the capital, Port-au-Prince. They are the wife and child of the organization's director. The U.S. State Department says it's aware of the reports and is staying in contact with Haitian authorities. It notes that kidnappings have been on the rise for the purpose of collecting ransom money. The U.S. has also issued a do not travel advisory for Haiti and has ordered non-emergency personnel to leave the island. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Danish government will seek to find a legal tool that will allow authorities to prevent the burning of copies of the Quran in front of other countries' embassies in Denmark. The VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
The foreign minister said, quote, "The burnings are deeply offensive and reckless acts committed by few individuals," end quote, adding they don't represent the values the Danish society is built on. Denmark and Sweden have found themselves in the international spotlight in recent weeks following anti-Islam protests where the Quran, the Muslim holy book, has been damaged or burned, offending Muslims around the world. Both countries have said they deplore the burning of the Quran, but cannot prevent it under rules protecting free speech. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.